You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome. How you guys doing? Today we're going to talk a little bit about online marketing. Feel free to share. You can swipe left or right, up or down to share. It'll be fun, I promise yous. And in the meantime, I'm gonna hop on the road. Now when I'm driving, my eyes are on the road, not on the screen. Safety first, 10 and 2. And I'm gonna share with you a little bit about my thoughts about creating content and internet marketing. So feel free to share. You can swipe left or right, up or down to share. Depends on your phone, and we'll have some fun. All right, so again, eyes on the road, safety first. So there's, you know, sometimes there's a debate and people ask, hey, should I be creating content daily or can I just like create like 2 awesome pieces a week or 3 awesome blogs a week or awesome videos and just kind of focus more on those? And the answer is it depends. It depends on what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you want. I don't comprehend not wanting to be the top in whatever marketplace that you're in. Like, I don't comprehend it. Like, at least having the desire to be the best authority, the best, the most known. I don't know, you know, like I only know 11 on the gauge, right? I don't know how, you know, how to be okay in a marketplace or okay in an industry. I have the strive to be the best, right? And, you know, that doesn't indicate that I, you know, feel we're the best or anything like that. It's just that we certainly have the desire to be the best. And so I think of our business as a media company. And this media company, it serves people that has an interest in our world, right? Home business, internet marketing, network marketing. It serves people in our world on a consistent basis. And a couple analogies for you, and I just shared this with my Private Blogging Association members. I just did a Facebook Live for that group and they really liked it. And I thought that this might help some other people as well. But, you know, take my son, for example. So my son is a comic, just total nerd, right? And I say it lovingly. I mean, he's awesome, right? He's 18, he's about to go to Florida State University, graduated summa cum laude in his high school, just awesome. And he loves comic books, comic book movies. He has an insatiable desire to always know more about that niche. So does he consume content on a daily basis around that niche? Yes, right? No question. And so if you start thinking to yourself about being an actual media company, look at ESPN. Does ESPN, are there certain days where they just don't publish broadcast, where they just don't like, you know what? Oh, you know what? It's Tuesday. ESPN doesn't run on Tuesday. No, they serve the sports enthusiast daily. And in fact, every minute of the day, right? They serve them every minute of the day with ads for sports-related things, with sports recordings, with live, with interviews, with talk shows, with, you know, it's all about, you know, sports, right? So they serve their niche on an extremely consistent basis, constantly, constantly. Well, here's the deal. People that are interested in what we teach, network marketing, home-based business, internet marketing, guess what? They consume content daily, I assure you. They don't just, you know, like, hey, you know what? You know, I'd like to learn how to better build my network marketing business on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? Those are the days that I really like to study. No, they study every single day. Now, the argument is, you know, what if I just create a couple epic posts a week? And I think that's a great plan depending on your goals. But just realize you are missing out on truly dominating your space by not understanding that the people that you're serving, they want content daily. They're not turned off by content daily. They want it daily, They want it consistently. And in fact, I'm willing to bet that if I did a Periscope every 2 hours, I would have a lot of people on every single Periscope. They literally can't, you know, people that are enthusiastic about a particular marketplace, they can't get enough, right? Just like sports, you know, just like ESPN, they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna have somebody say, oh my God, that freaking ESPN, it's showing sports again. No, they can't get enough. So understand that whoever you're trying to attract, whether it's realtors, real estate investors, whether it's candlestick makers, whether it's bread bakers, whether it's network marketers, whatever, the people you're trying to attract cannot get enough. You can't talk about it enough. And it's not just about attracting new people, because there's a great book out there by Perry Marshall. And Perry Marshall says, it's called the 80-20 book to sales and marketing. And he says 80% of your income will come from 20% of the people. Not a news flash there, but 80% of that income comes from 20% of those people. What he is saying is diving deeper, building deeper relationships with those of you who are, with those people who already love your stuff, is a very, very powerful way for you to generate more income, for you to generate more relationships, etc. So understand that your marketplace will never be turned off by you creating too much content, but it's quite possible that if you're not creating enough, they're going to go hunting for other people to satiate their needs. So there you go, my friends. It's why we create content on a daily basis. Almost every day we're uploading a podcast, doing a Periscope, doing a blog post, and I enjoy it. So I don't see this as work. I see it as fun. So I hope that you got value from this. Feel free to share the replay if you did. Drop some hearts. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com to download free audio where Ray shares with you 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.